This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are talking to Judge Joe Brown. Yes, the television personality and American former lawyer. He's actually running for Memphis mayor right now. He has some strong thoughts on these what the liberal media would call dangerous, non-relevant SCOTUS decisions, you know, or Biden, what did he say? Biden said it's not an ordinary court because yeah. it's following the Constitution. So you were starting to get into to something. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. You just take it away.
You see it in California. You just got through talking about it. And you see it in Michigan where they want to make it, well, the House part of their legislative body in Michigan just went through trying to make it a felony and a $10,000 fine to not call somebody for their favorite pronoun. Huh. Besides what that does to the English language, like instead of he's here or he is here, she is here, it is here. I guess you're supposed to say they is here. I mean, that's yeah. not how you English language, and this is just rank selfishness. But this kind of assault on the First Amendment is spreading, and we've got this thing where the land of the free, home of the brave.
Uh-oh.
That, whoa, what happened here?
There he is. You're back.
Am I back?
That's that assault on free speech right there.
You're back.
Yeah. And,
okay.
Yeah, there. By the way, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, they impact interstate commerce and interstate communications. You saw one of the Supreme Court cases holding that the woman is a matter of her religious preferences is not going to be required to open up websites for gay couples getting married.
Right.
The Supreme Court had jurisdiction over her, one person, because what she did impacted interstate commerce or communications. It is obvious that Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all of the rest impact interstate communications. They have FCC licenses, and all of us need to set up busting them so we can haul them through the court when they start trying to say, we are restricting conservative speech because we don't want some of our leftist folks to feel hurt feelings. See, that's not embraced in the Constitution. You can stomp on somebody's feelings as long as you are speaking what you believe to be the truth, or there is argument, or you're taking issue with some position. So we need to bust them the same way this has happened. Now, that other one you brought up, what happened with the loan situation? Well, basically, what the Supreme Court said is the statute under which Biden is trying to act did not allow him to do what he was trying to do. If the legislature wants to do it, we'll revisit that. They're saying, let's move on, but the president doesn't have that authority to sign off by fiat what he wants. He can't legislate by executive order unless there is money already allocated for his discretion, which there is not. And hell, I feel a little worked up because I had to pay my loans back, such as they were. But there's one other thing, too, that is really not being addressed. See, the cutoff to get maximum benefits is $125,000 a year for one person. That's also the cutoff from being below to being middle class. Now, anywhere else in the world, if you have a four-year college degree, you're automatically in the middle class and above that line. But in the United States, there are a whole lot of people that have a four-year college degree that are not. And yeah. Something needs to be done with that. Because
such a good point. I mean, I just had a dollar store cashier that was saying, yeah, I went to school for engineering, but I'm making more here right now than with my engineering chemistry degree. It's insane. Judge Joe Brown, please stay on through this break because that was such a short segment. We'll finish up with you on the other side if you don't mind sticking around and just get your final thoughts. Thank you so much.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. It is a date night with my husband here on InfoWars Desk. We're hanging out with Judge Joe Brown, such a smart man, so much charisma, and I love how you just lay down the facts, lay down the truth. Speaking of, I did want to give my husband permission to speak and ask a question.
Yeah, now that I've been granted permission, Judge. Judge, I'm telling you. He keeps me in a box at home and pulls me out to co-host.
Come on now. Do better. Giving him permission to speak.
I know. Well, because he's the smarter one of us, so I can't allow that
coffee
to be exposed as much as it is happening. But go ahead, John.
No. Well, you know, one of the things that's brought me to be a big fan of you these days, Judge, is in many ways your continuous talk about masculinity and just the fathers not being in the home and that's something that just strikes deep in my own situation. I mean, I come from a situation where I was one of four kids with a single mom until she met my stepfather, who was an educator and really brought structure and taught us how to be men. And then here I'm now in a situation, I'm a stepfather to three kids for my wife, same thing, trying to teach these boys to be men. And it's inspiring to see the older generations that are being vocal about that, and I've always appreciated your thoughts on that yourself. I'm originally from Baltimore City, so I'm coming from a city that I feel a lot of broken homes to begin with. And I've heard you talk in depth about kind of family structure in urban environments, and you as a judge in the court. So I'm curious on your thoughts on that kind of stuff in here in society today, as well as how that kind of ties into that the first dysfunctional family of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Well, you know, for 55 years I've had this slogan, protecting womanhood and childhood while promoting manhood.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. When I was on the bench for a 10-year period, they did this study. The statewide recidivism rate for felons was about 80%. In my courtroom, it dropped down to 18%, and the secret was simply putting manhood, masculinity, in some guy's head, so he had a purpose and a cause that kept him from wanting to give up, die, or drug out, bang out, or whatever it may be, because he saw adversity. He was willing to challenge it because now he had a cause and a purpose. Right now, I'm attempting to broker public peace with some of the street gangs through their OGs, and they're tired of the killing and the violence. And one of the things they've noticed is that they are trying to figure out how to get manhood back in the hood. And one of the problems they're having right now is 13 through 16-year-olds, males, who are completely out of control. And it does no good when our policy is attempting to destroy masculinity and try to get people to perceive of it as toxic. It's like if you can imagine the human race as a bicycle. There are two wheels on that bike. Once you learn to ride that bike, you never forget. But some people, because they hate what wheel they happen to be, they want to convert humanity to a unicycle, which does not work too well. Because with a bike, you can add an engine to it, and you got a motorcycle. You can go 200 miles an hour. But you can't do that on a unicycle. It wobbles all over the place. You can't carry a load on it. You can't go down a rough trail. So why in the world is our government attempting to oppose a quasi-religious cult on the rest of the country? And you mentioned this earlier. You're talking about California, but let's look at it this way. You have Buddhism. Let's talk about that as a recognized religion. But there's no God for Buddhism. It's a secular type of philosophy. Well, the same thing with LGBTQ and the rainbow. Not all gay folk, by the way, support LGBTQ because of that association with transsexualism and this desire with pedophilia to be spread so you groom children for sex. Now, back to this, is it being a cult? Well, as one person I used to work with in Hollywood said, you know, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you supported Reverend Jim Jones and drinking Kool-Aid at large church picnics in Guyana. Or if you're Islamic doesn't mean you support Al-Qaeda or ISIS, you see. So we have to understand that we're getting something run on us because we have just thrown away leadership. We've thrown away cause and purpose nationally. And some people are trying to seek a substitute. So what they do is this idea that inclusion includes not just being fair and giving everybody an equal opportunity, but giving people, especially those with certain circumstances, an entitlement. In other words, you don't have to do anything but exist. You don't have to earn. It's supposed to fall in your lap, and you're supposed to get a super Walt Disney world or something in the country where you wish upon a star and it makes no difference who you are, your dreams come true. The world doesn't work that way. So we have to start imposing these kind of things again, and we have to start taking back their cities, which is one of the reasons why I lapsed out of a comfortable retirement to save Memphis before it slides too far down the rabbit hole. See, I do service, which is what this is. I also do sauce. My friend Mr. Jones was selling some of the sauce that I had, Judge Joe Brown barbecue products.
I was just telling my wife about that.
Selling those products.
By the way, sum it up. Get it. And let me put this blurb in. If you want to pick up on me, check out what's on that little thing you showed, jjb2023.com. JJB. 2023.
I like it.
Now, also, there is JJBBBQ.com, Judge Joe Brown Barbecue Sauce, and something I want to commend to both of you that you should tell everybody listening to you to check out. There's a website, doesn't have anything to do with me. It's called followthemoney.org. Don't Google it. Put it directly in your browser. And you can go there, put your official's name in there, state they are, city they are, or what office they have, and you can see who's been contributing to them and who has helped them or who owns them. It's quite enlightening when you see the extent of the subsidies, the downright purchase of certain elected officials that is reflected in that. Now, they're merging into another site, but you can still get it. Followthemoney.org and see who owns your local political. That has got to do with what you said, sir, and what Brother Jones is saying. We have to fight the corruption, which is what I'm going to do in Memphis, 100%. Because even though it ought to be one of the biggest, most prosperous cities in the United States of America, it is currently one of the most corrupt. And one of the problems we get, whether you're talking about Chicago, New York, or you're going to D.C. or Los Angeles, is the city administrations are inept, incompetent, and problem is there's no effective strong man or strong woman leadership where anybody can get somebody to follow me. And you see, that's so lacking, I guess, if they had an outbreak and a whole lot of people were suffering from dysentery or diarrhea, they wouldn't even follow most of the leadership we have in our cities to a porta potty to get toilet paper.
It seems like most people have just tuned out, to be honest. I feel like there are a lot of people in a lot of cities that don't even think they're relevant.
They aren't.
Yeah. No, I agree. I laugh when I watch it. When I watch the mayor of the city of Baltimore get up and give a press conference, I can't help but laugh. I don't know who handles that, man, but.
Speaking of some things, I want to throw this at you. Bragg, the idiot DA up in New York, is going after Trump, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, what he did was indicted Trump for supposedly bribing Stormy Daniels to be quiet and not bribe him. Right?
Okay.
And he went after the corporate entity because they didn't fully disclose what the settlement was about.
All right, that's going to have to be a tease because we have to.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're going to get to your phone calls. I know you've been waiting for a while. Thank you for your patience. We're going to get to your phone calls right away, but we're just going to let Judge Joe Brown finish his very intelligent thought that he was starting with about what they're doing to Trump in New York. So thank you, Judge Joe Brown. Wanted to allow you to finish your thought before we have to say goodbye.
Very briefly.
Gotcha.
What is going on if you have to bribe somebody to keep from being embarrassed? In Tennessee, depending upon how much is involved, it's 8 to 30 years in the penitentiary. It's a felony. Or 15 to 60 if it's a lot of money. And it's called blackmail. Right. So what Bragg did is indicted the victim of blackmail, a felony. Now, as to the corporation that did not disclose these things on its financial report, well, that's public record. And American law encourages settlement rather than try. When you have a settlement, there is a gag provision that usually attaches to it, which says, while we whoopee, you can't talk about what the details are. So if the corporation put a detailed report in it, they're violating the gag provision. So following the law results in an indictment. He's a real idiot. See, this is this thing that you get. I wonder if it's affirmative action here. where they don't get the point because there's another thing. They may not be that bright. They may be politically connected, but they aren't so smart because that's first-year law student. Flip the stuff. Flip the script. If you pay somebody not to talk about you, you just got blackmail.
Yeah.
So do you go after the blackmailer or do you go after the victim? So, I mean, anyway, I'll rest on that. But it's the kind of thing that I had to deal with, being fair, objective, neutral, and detached. And somebody needs to get back to that.
Yeah, it's such a great way to wrap this up is that reminder. I mean, it's so maddening to see all of the injustice that's going on. But to be a judge and have to see it happening, I can't imagine. It's probably even worse. Well, good luck to you on your run for mayor there in Memphis. We hope that you can win and turn things around. And thank you so much for coming on with us.
We're going to pick up some of that barbecue sauce, Judge.
Yeah, we're gonna pick up some barbecue sauce.
Yes, we are. Stuff, and we have powder too.
All right,
all right. Oh, it's summertime, July.
Yes.
Get it together so you can impress with your feedback.
All right, will do. Nice. Thank you, Judge. All right, folks, it is time to get to your phone calls. Thank you so much for staying on the line. We got Carol in Texas. Go ahead, Carol.
John, how you doing? Christy, how are you?
Good. I love your... Don't you just love her peppiness? You're so peppy, Carol. I love it.
Oh, you spread it around, Christy. You let it go.
Huh?
No, but I've got to say congratulations to you and John.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
We're so excited.
You guys are the bargain kids.
Oh, she's Christy's glowing. I try to tell her daily.
Yeah,
she just never listens.
Oh, you guys, I tell you, I couldn't wait to talk to you. But you know what? You really hit on a lot of things like you always do. It's like, I was thinking about this. It's like, with pretty much the latchkey generation began with, I want to say as late as, well, since Lyndon B. Johnson took daddy out of the home, right? So I guess Generation X kicked it off, you know? But I mean, the government perpetrated this. They despise the nuclear family. And when the government replaces daddy in the home, the family's going to crumble, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Well, what happens, you know, that's the thing. I see half of the things I see these days, and I wonder, like, what do people think the result was going to be when it's now just okay. I mean, a broken family now is just okay. It's looked at as okay. There's nothing wrong.
It's not only looked at as okay, but as I was talking about earlier and admitting humbly, when I was a single mom, there's a lot of, like, whether it was your fault of the broken marriage or it wasn't your fault or if it was both fault, whatever it is, you're going to have this thing called mom guilt. Like, and you feel so sad for your kids that they're having to grow up in a broken home. And so when you have society being like, look at her, she can do it all, she's handling it all, you know, like, it's very easy to be like, yeah, I got this, I'm doing great, like, look at me, I'm working and I'm raising these kids up by myself, you know, like, you fall into that.
Yeah.
And I admit it, like, in looking back, and now that I have a helper in the home, I wasn't doing a good job. I can freely admit that. I needed my helper, I needed a man in the home to lay down the law, if you will, you know. It's just something about a man's voice telling you to do something compared to a woman's voice. It's just different, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, and even it's even to get, I feel that it's my job is to get productive members of society out there into society. And the death of a family the breakup of a family might as well be like a death in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I know I went. Me and all my siblings handled our parents' divorce differently. I feel like in the situation I am with my three stepkids, you could tell each one of them is handling their situation differently. And I see this in lots of people coming out of the same type of situations. But what happens if you put people like that out in the society that haven't come to terms with their issues? You know what I mean? And then I truly feel that's what we see daily when we see all the wildness that we see on the news. You know, we just see a byproduct of failed families. And in many ways, could be failed commitment in many ways for people that have just left for selfish reasons, I feel like.
Well, yeah, it's encouraged. And thank you, Carol, for bringing this up about, you know, we first have to admit that there's a problem before we tackle it instead of celebrating it. Let's see if we can sneak in Max from New York.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carol. I took that moment.
That's okay. Max from New York, basically same topic. Go ahead.
Well, part of it has to do with getting the word out to the public, if I may. And it would be a good idea to make out CDs or thumb drives on subjects like January 6th, Biden and the Chinese, the Clintons, LGBT agenda, and have them translated into various languages like Spanish, French, Italian, Arabic, and Hebrew. Sell them about for $3 a piece. I'll buy 100 of them right now. And with this, whoever has them, who buys up a large quantity, can always pass them out, go to church, put them in the pews, go to the synagogue, put them in the pews, in order to get the word out.
It's like guerrilla marketing. I like it.
It would be, you could have half of Latin America is dying for this information that Alex has. They're dying for it. They're hungry for it. If you put it out there, you'll have half of Latin America listening to Alex Jones.
I love the idea of doing the thumb drives or even just like going back to paper. And I've talked about this before. As long as we face the threat of censorship, which they are not going to stop trying to censor. And I mean, they may even try and shut down the internet. It's a great idea to start backing up some information on thumb drives or even on paper and handing out to people the old fashioned way, right?
I mean, if they cut off the internet, this is all we got would be the CDs
yeah.
and the thumb drives.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the truth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Max, for that idea. And I encourage those of you that, you know, if you do have the time, I know many of this InfoWars audience does. They already have their folders and, you know, their catalogs. But keep doing it because we never know when they're going to.
Well, think about how successful, too, like just things such as the I did that stickers with Biden.
Yeah.
It's so subtle, but you see them everywhere all over the country now.
Yeah.
I just feel it's. You can do interesting things.
This is how
things,
we fight back.
You know? Yeah.
All right. We got to hear from our break again. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the amazing products, stay healthy, and spread the word like Max said. We'll be back with our next guest.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Rainforest Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cat, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that, that's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Triple Vitality, same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, the Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best sales you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Christy Lee in today, guest hosting with my husband, John Scott.
Hello.
Anyway, let me tell you how God works. So I had found out I was going to be guest hosting today, which is always an honor. I love being able to sit here at this desk. And I had just pulled up in Instagram. And the very first post I see is Alex Jones, which is funny. I was like, oh, I'm going to be guest hosting this Sunday. And the first post I see is Alex Jones. But it was actually a post from my guest today, Natalie Beisner, who was saying, like, check me out. This is so exciting, essentially. Alex Jones played my monologue. This is really cool. And so I was able to message her and be like, well, how about you just come on now? He's introduced you to the world. Now you can come on as my guest. So I just thought that was so funny that I just found out, and I pulled up Instagram, and there she was. So this was meant to be. Natalie Beisner is a content creator with a focus on politics and social issues. She's a former liberal, atheist, feminist, Democrat, all of those things, turned Christian conservative. So thank you, Natalie Beisner, for coming on with us.
Hi, Christy. Thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome. So I love your style. You have, you just kind of look at the camera and you have these amazing monologues that you spit out, kind of like almost like a female Tucker Carlson, or if you will. But I'd love to know, you know, obviously your thoughts are organized and logical. How did you get to a point where you could have organized, logical thoughts after being a liberal, atheist, feminist, Democrat?
Well, I like to say that I was always a critical thinker, and I like to think of myself as an intelligent person, but I was really blinded for a very long time. I think it's really easy nowadays, even though we're living in such critical times, to be blind, especially in Southern California where I live. I was an actress for a long time and just did not think too hard about politics. And then summer 2020 changed my entire life. Just the response to not only COVID, but especially compared to the response to the BLM riots and protests in Los Angeles, especially, but all over the nation. I couldn't fathom the hypocrisy of the largely Democrat, but also Republican at the time response. And that opened my eyes to a lot of what's going on. And from there, it was a big rabbit hole.
Now, you do say Christian conservative. So just because you were a former Democrat, you've always voted Democrat. You're not sold on the Republican side either, which, I mean, my husband and I are more ascribed to independent and faith-based. Is that where you are at, too? Are you kind of disgusted with both parties? Or?
Yeah, I'd like to say that I'm a Christian and a conservative before I'm ever a Republican. I would never vote just down party lines again, which is what I did as a Democrat. And I want to be clear that it wasn't overnight. I didn't just feel burned by my city and county's response to COVID. So I decided, well, now I'm a Christian conservative. It opened my eyes for the first time to the fact that the lie had been sold, that the Democrat Party, I hesitate to call people liberal now because they're not liberal, but the liberals, so to speak, the radical left, that they're the compassionate ones. And if you're a compassionate person, that's how you vote and that's how you think. And I felt that so deeply. Oh, this is not compassion in summer 2020. And then it turns out, well, there's a lot of stuff going on that's not compassion. And very often the people that they claim to want to be helping and their policies claim to help, they end up hurting. So, I would say I like to think of myself as an independent thinker. I'm sure a lot of people would identify me as a Republican, but I'm a Christian conservative before I'm anything else.
I'm sure they wouldn't identify you as a Republican before they would identify you as a right-wing extremist.
Among other things.
Yeah, ultra MAGA.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you are not following along with the narrative, you're automatically put into this team of ultra MAGA right-wing extreme. So tell me how...
And that's what I saw during 2020. If you had any questions about COVID, about BLM, anything, it was like you're immediately persona non grata. And that blew my mind because I was in line with everything else. I just had some questions about why I couldn't go to work.
Well, I know that even Elon Musk had a post recently on Twitter talking about how it's just thrown around so much ultra-right that it's like doesn't even mean anything.
Well, look what they did at that one student school board meeting in Dearborn, Michigan, where the population's like fully Arab and Muslim. And they labeled them a bunch of white supremacists. Like, wait a minute. this is a primarily Arab community, and they're showing up because they found out the books that you're allowing their kids to have access to. And then sure enough, again, it's you're a bunch of white supremacists and everything else. So
oh, but the media has
any sense. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
The media has told us that you can be a white supremacist if you were if you're Latino, Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget Larry Elder was running for governor in California, and they called him the blackface of white supremacy.
Right.
I mean, this is where we've gotten to. I mean, I gotta believe that when it gets this ridiculous, this is the kind of thing that wakes people up. But there's still people that are just so hard-nosed that they just follow along. So what's the secret? What do you think it took to wake you up? How can we reach people that were like you, liberal, atheist, Democrat, and then suddenly your eyes have been opened? How do we reach people like where you were at?
Repeat 2020 and have them live in L.A. I mean, I'm just kidding. But, I do think people kind of have to suffer. Not that I had not suffered prior to 2020, but I could not turn my eyes away anymore to the fact that I was being harmed by Democrat policies. And every day since then, it was, LA had one of the longest indoor mask mandates. We had vaccine passports. So it wasn't just a blip on the radar, and they held on to it for much longer than, people on the other side of the aisle let it go. I do think humans are kind of built to where, unfortunately, you have to suffer before you pay attention, because it's easy to close your eyes. It's easy to not know what's real news, what's fake news, to just follow along. People have families, jobs. I get it. But I do make my videos, and I think it's important to still speak the truth. I don't know if I'm changing anyone's mind online, because I think that people who are so shut off, they're just going to keep scrolling, if not leave a hateful comment. But I think that the truth is not going to be preserved if we don't preserve it. It will always be the truth, but kids won't know it. Future generations won't know it if we don't keep speaking it. And now we have lost common sense. We've lost objective truth, objective reality. So I keep speaking it just in the hopes that people know they're not alone, and people remain with their eyes focused on the truth. And I think there's always hope, because really I was pretty I didn't know what was going on. I was not politically informed. I was not, a zealot activist, but I was pretty far sold on the left and pretty far sold on a lot of these ideas, feminism, et cetera, pro-choice. And now I am a very big advocate in the opposite direction. So I think that there's always hope. Don't give up on your friends and family and neighbors.
That's pretty remarkable that you not only changed, totally flipped politically, but that you flipped with your faith, too, to go from not believing in God at all to believing in God. That's pretty huge. Did that happen together, or did one come first, or how did that work?
I think it was just the political change came first. And I, for the first time, once I walked away from the Democrat Party, I was open to other voices that I didn't even know had existed before. People like Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro come to mind, which maybe is ironic because they're not Christians, but they speak of this, they speak of God, and they speak of the fallen modern day Western culture. And I was deeply unhappy and unfulfilled and unsatisfied, leaving everything with COVID aside and everything that was going on in 2020. The choices that I had made were very often in line with what the modern day Western society tells especially young women to make, and they had left me unhappy. And so I think the door was open to, well, I'm being burned by everything I thought was true, everything I thought was compassion. So now maybe there's other stuff I'm also wrong about. And it's
kind of open your heart and mind. Yeah, open your heart and mind to everything, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Natalie, we got to hit a break, but I do want to keep you on to get some final thoughts from you. We also are going to want to get to Donna in Texas, who's been waiting a long time to share a prayer with us. So that seems appropriate. So stick around for that. And if you want to weigh in on any of the thoughts that we brought up today, the number is 1-877-789-2539. We're heading into our final segment. We'll be back with Natalie after this.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one-time or recurring. You have a little profile there, cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it, you just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Going to make it 20, 30, 40% of doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Alex Jones Show. This is Christy Lee. I'm here with John Scott, my husband, and the amazing Natalie Beisner, who is just really killing it on Instagram, particularly is where I see your work. And on that note, how do you basically, what is your process for having these things that go viral about just basically thoughts of on feminism and identity politics and such?
Well, I never meant for anything to go viral, and I still don't totally know how that works. I think you just have a combination of some skill and some luck, good timing. But I try to speak to what one of the things I found when I left the left and walked away from the Democrat Party was how very little logic there is on that side, and a lot of emotion. And logic, truth, common sense, obviously God seems to be on not the side of the radical left. And so I try to break things down using logic, common sense, truth. I typically don't mention my faith because I think, unfortunately, that's easy for people to dismiss and say, well, I don't believe in that. But it's hard to dismiss, you know, science, common sense, truth. And that's harder to ignore. So that's what I try to do in 90 seconds, because Instagram likes to have reels be 90 seconds. So
yeah, I mean, that is the challenge. And so kudos to you for being able to spit those facts out so quickly and doing it in an entertaining, thought-provoking way. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us today, Natalie Beisner. I'm definitely going to follow up with you, have you on my own show on ampnews.us, hopefully soon. And just keep on doing what you're doing. Folks, check her out on Instagram if you can, and you can also find her on Twitter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we are going to go to Donna, who's been patiently waiting to share a prayer with us, I believe, right here in Texas. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Christy and John. Just first of all, congratulations. That's such exciting news.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I actually mentioned the word prayer just because I wanted to call with some spiritual, just insight and just affirmation. But the thing that I see as a thread through your show, which is so beautiful, is awareness, compassion, action. Whether it's Judge Jones, Natalie just came on, all of y'all. And what I wanted to share, and this is a prayer. I mean, obviously, our lives are a prayer, hopefully for the right things. But the compassion part, I wanted to raise awareness. I've called many times with Alex Jones. I've shared me as a recording artist, Donna Faulkner. I've shared my song, We Are One, with Owen a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And I've also shared insight with the audience on Alex's show to encourage people to give donations, to do charity, to do tzedakah, because I feel now more than ever, it's such a time for our community, our faith community specifically, but our community to be there for one another, to belong to one another. And I say that from a place of being in ministry for many, many years, and ministering through music, and also as a speaker, but also Christy and John, going from the stages in ministry to shifting my ministry and not knowing virtually all these years now how to make it work, and I've gone houseless. And there is not, and this touches on what Judge Joe Brown said, as a single female or male that is not an illegal immigrant, not an ex-con, is not coming out of abuse, there's no help.
Yeah.
And so I share that to say that here we are. We have a call to be there for our community. And I'm going to tell you, I'm calling because I'm going through a challenge. And I'm literally got to keep a roof over my head. So mm-hmm. I myself have a give, send, go. And my name is Donna Faulkner. If people want to help, I mean, I'm doing my best. And my purpose is ministry. I encourage people constantly, but I'm physically suffering and physically fighting to save my physical health and my life.
How do you spell your last name, Donna?
Thank you. It's Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, Donna Faulkner. And people can see my music, We Are One, on YouTube, but they can go to Give, Send, Go. And it's like there's nowhere else to go. So
yeah.
I just encourage people to give to InfoWars because it encourages God. And give to the people in our faith, especially our community that needs help.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I mean, all I saw was the word prayer when I saw that you were waiting on the line. So let that be the word to share with everyone. Let's pray earnestly. That was the verse of the day that I shared. Let's pray earnestly for each other. Pray earnestly for Donna Faulkner. You can find her on Give, Send, Go, and you can find her music, We Are One, on YouTube. Thank you so much, Donna.
Oh.
And we're going to take another phone call, but go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it kind of touched you what Donna was saying, because if you look at with inflation, with the prices of everything, trying to go grocery shopping, I mean, me and you, honey, we're a two-income home, you know, between that, paying off old debts, things of that nature. I mean, how much do we rock after
Still a struggle.
So do you know what I mean? Like, I think people just make assumptions that everybody's great these days. Just, you know, if you're not poor or well, and it's the middle class is being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's making it to where things are week by week moves. There is no really long-term thought because there is no long-term at the moment for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that makes me think. I appreciate you calling, Donna.
Yeah. Thank you, Donna. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great guests.
Hey.
Great. Hope Donna's situation works out there. Tough acts to follow here. Guys, I've been married to the same lady for 29 years.
Congrats.
Two kids, living the American dream. Married a Southern Democrat. And over this time, I've turned her about 80% to the right. But I can't get her on board with some of the preps that go along. The final dot in the I and cross the T. What can I say to her? What can I show her? She goes along with me, but she doesn't act. As a couple, what would you guys say for me to do to her?
Well, reminder, you've been married 29 years, Jim, and we've been married for, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary. So that's a heck of a tall order to ask us for advice. But I mean, everything that I've ever read or heard is that you can't control, you cannot control the other person. And you can get frustrated and but at the end of the day, you can't control. All you can do is pray for the other person. I have a book that I read off and on, Power of a Praying Wife, and I do believe it. I'm not always consistent in reading it, but basically it's a devotional of praying for different things for my husband and being very specific and intentional about it. So, if you subscribe to that, pray intentionally for your wife and just continue to lead by example, lead by example and lead with love. Do you have any thoughts?
No, I think sometimes it's almost like keep it simple. I mean, sometimes it comes back to for me and you of what is it? What are the big priorities in our lives? Family, you know, that we share how important family is. We share how important God is in our lives. And trying to walk that path. We even share with each other when we think, hey, we need to get more on the path. We've been slacking, mm-hmm. you know. One of the hardest things I think to do, just like it is being human and staring at yourself in the mirror, sometimes it's hard to do that as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah.
Just of being able to be open and say, hey, this is how I feel and this is...
Yeah.
How can I kind of open? Yeah. I mean, well, communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get you open to these thoughts and ideas? Or why don't you think these things?
Hopefully that was helpful, Jim. I'm going to try and sneak in one more phone call before we say goodbye. Let's talk to Todd in Ohio. That's where I met my husband is in Ohio. So go ahead, Todd. Sounds like you have a patriotic thing to share.
Yes. I have a little thing to say first, and then I want to mention about the national anthem.
All right, we got about a minute, just so you know. Go ahead.
Okay. The person, I attend a group where we'd have classes, and we used to have a fine singer who wasn't able to come anymore to sing the national anthem, and so I'm not comfortable getting up in front of people, but I figured it was important enough that I shoved myself out there, and now I go up there, take the mic, and enable our group to sing the national anthem again, and I want everybody to cherish each time they get to sing it. Because it's not assured that we'll be able to do it one day to the next. We just have to keep standing up and make the effort and do whatever we can to stand up for what the decent people of the world believe in.
Yeah, they want us to forget our roots, and let's not allow them. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
And thank you, guys, for joining me and my husband today. We hope that you have an amazing July 4th holiday. Any final words?
No, that's it. Thank you for tuning in for our date night.
Yeah, for our date night here on InfoWars. Hopefully we can. He is drinking Wake Up America coffee.
Yes,
go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your
coffee.
Get your supplements. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.